meeting, and the King of Adelaide is Tony McAvoy, who joins us now. How are you, Tone?
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
What's the weather looking like over there?
Look, I'm up in the farm up on the River Murray at the moment. There's clear skies up here. It wasn't raining in Angaston this morning, so I'm not sure. I haven't heard from what's going on down in Adelaide at the moment.
Well, how would a wet track or a rain-affected track affect your runners? You've got 14 in tomorrow at Morfordville.
Yeah, 14 runners. I think the track's a 7. It's rated a 7 at the moment, 6 or a 7. So, yeah, look, it's going to be new ground for a lot of these horses. It's been so dry, Michael. We haven't seen rain for such a long time. So it might be a little bit tough on some of mine, but anyway, they've all got to go through it.
Well, let's have a chat about your Derby runners, because you've got a couple of really nice chances, and maybe a horse that's almost been forgotten about in Secret Blaze. I do see, though, that he is 3 and zip on a soft track, but gee, he was strong in the Galilee final.
Yeah, he really was. I don't know what that stat means, though. It's only recently that I've actually worked out how to find the right races for this horse. Being by sizzling, I kept him quite short in his distances, but the Galileo mare has really come through strong in this in his family. So I just don't know whether it was the wet ground or whether I was just running him at the wrong trips in those 3 for zip.
Well, you've got Classic Wayway, who I think's over the odds at $19, was a great run behind Declaration of Heart last start in the Chairman's, and didn't have that much luck. He's drawn a pretty sticky gate, though.
Yeah, I've drawn pretty poorly for the day, but, look, this is a horse that's really on the up, Michael. He's a very progressive horse, and I think he'll really relish the 2,500, and we're just going to have to take our medicine and ride him very patiently from that barrier.
And your other runner is a bit of a roughie, Resurge, in the race, which is a 50-1 pop. Do you think there's that much market difference between Secret Blaze and Classic Wayway?
No, I don't. I believe that Secret Blaze has got the right form. He's got the right draw, and he maps like the winner to me. Whereas Classic Wayway's got to step it up. It's his first time at the trip, drawn poorly. And Resurge, who's again drawn poorly, but he's 2 out of 3 on soft. He's won, so he'll relish the soft ground.
Who's the one to beat, do you think, in the Derby?
Look, to me, Mr. Quickie, he's just a winner, isn't he? Like, he's got a great culture about him, and if he runs the trip, he's definitely the one to beat.
Outside of the Derby, it's a host of chances all over the place, and especially in the Adelaide Guineas. East Indiaman was a great win last start. You got winning partner Lady Young there as well. And looking forward to seeing Vinland and Tan Tat trusting as well. Who do you think's your best couple for the punters in Adelaide?
I'd have a trifecta in race 1 of my 4 runners. I think those 4 young 2-year-olds will run really well. They're in really good form and all looking for the 1,400. And Vinland and Tan Tat trusting in those 2. I think they're going to be really fighting out the finish, those 2.
Yeah, absolutely. You had me at hello. Is that your top pick in the sires?
Oh, look, maybe. Yeah, She Shall Fly is the one that's had the seasoning and the base on it for this race. She's been up a lot longer. Her form lines are much stronger than these others. Like, you had me at Hello's coming off a maiden, a very impressive maiden win. But She Shall Fly has been racing against the right level to go to a size for me.
Could be a Group 1 double for you. Can Manuel or Dollar for Dollar cause an upset in the Doomben 10,000?
Look, I hope so. They're very well. They're both very well. Manuel is a winner at this level, at the elite level, and Dollar for Dollar got beat an inch in a Group 1. Mm. So, look, they'll be very competitive. Everyone's saying that it looks a two-horse race. Well, I've got queries on both those 2 horses. Osborne Bulls around Doomben, I think, is a risk, and Nature Strip is a risk at 1,200. So I think the race is open for an upset, and I'm hoping one of mine could do it.
Well, they'll both be on speed behind just off Nature Strip, you'd imagine?
Yeah, they will. They will. I mean, if they jump well, they'll be right up on the pace. That's their racing style, and we won't be changing it.
What about at Caulfield? Can you get a winner there? Or at Crockett? Ran well first up, likes the soft. What do you think about Crockett's chances?
I think his second up run was better, you'll read a naught next to his name, Michael.
Mm.
But I think it was a better run first up run. No luck at all, and he was going better than a grey horse in that race that ran third, and it got the brakes and we didn't. So James Winks came in and said, look, put a line through it, would have gone very close to winning. So I respect James as a judge and a jockey. From barrier three, I think Crockett will run very, very well.
And it looks an open Redoute's choice. You've got Grand Scholar. Ran well in the Maribyrnong trial at its first race start, and then you can forgive it, I suppose, in the Breeders. It had to do a lot of work last start.
Yeah, 100%, Michael. She only had the one trial going into the other day, and jumped, and Barron just felt that no one wanted to take it up, so he pressed. And then they all pressed inside of him, and he just had to do far too much work in the first 600 of that race, and it just made her vulnerable. So I wouldn't judge her on that. She's a really good filly. She'll be ridden more patiently in this race from a good barrier, and I think she can be in the finish.
All right. Who do you think's your best Australia-wide?
Look, extremely tough. I'd say a Lumicon. In the last in Adelaide, but he's drawn 17. But if he gets the breaks, he could be the one.
Good on you, Tony. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.